Blog Talk Radio.
All right, go ahead. Give it to me.
I wanted to talk about the – were you just talking about the Tory case?
Yes, yes.
Why do you believe he's innocent? Because he rapped a freestyle?
Okay, I'm hanging up on you because I didn't say he was innocent. I didn't say that he was innocent. And she sounded very, very hostile. I don't have time for that. I've been on here for an hour. You don't even know what we're talking about. You need to pay to get back up here because I'm not going to do that. I don't even like where that interview was coming from. 8822, you live on the air.
Hey, Amon, it's Emel. I promise not
hey,
to
what's going
how
on? Good, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to start off first quickly with everything. Rest in peace to Frankie. It hits home when, you know, when you watch, That's the Way It Is, you know, with the whole Keisha Cole, you know, when she won the show and everything. So rest in peace to her. I think Megan Thee Stallion looked great on the sports thing that she did. I thought that was brilliant and looked amazing. And then the whole Normani and Aaliyah thing, I think you might have got it misconstrued a little bit, but maybe I could be wrong too, because one of the props that I did give Normani on the song, I would say I think, you know, a lot of people sample Aaliyah, but I feel like Normani made that song her own. Not saying that it's not Aaliyah sample, because you clearly hear it, you know, while the song is playing, like the beat is an Aaliyah beat. And I don't think she's denying the fact that the song is an Aaliyah sample, because when you're following like who Normani is and just following like this whole era, like you clearly see that her producer that she's working with on this album is Timbaland. And Timbaland, as everybody knows, was always responsible for Aaliyah's music, or, you know, he played a big role with the production stuff. So I think clearly, like, everybody knows that, you know, it's like it all adds up. So I definitely think she knows that, you know, that she sampled Aaliyah. But I feel like she's just trying to say that the song is Aaliyah sample, but it's, like, it's different because she just made it her own. Because, like,
okay.
she sampled the song, but Tink kind of just rap over it, and it sounded like more like one in a million, like 100%. This one, it was the beat, but the song was just different from what the you know what I mean. Like, do I make sense? Because I don't know. I think that's what
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. Okay, well, I mean, you know, I'm just taking. I ain't got nothing to say with it. What do you think is going on the charts?
It probably could do top 10. But we have to see, because it's just Tuesday, I think the track week, or Thursday, so maybe he has a chance, but I think it's definitely doing top 20. I think the song was okay. I don't think it's only the Cardi B, but I understand, like, it was a business move, so obviously, you know, and Cardi B's kind of like, you know, she's pushing this song because she don't have a single, like you said, so she has to promote this to be able to, like, stay relevant on the charts and stuff like that. And then last but not least, before I leave quickly, congrats to Nicki and Bia. And then the Tory Lanez thing, right? I feel like it's 50-50. Like, sometimes, like, you know, when this whole situation first happened, like, I'm becoming your show, I was really mad. I was like, I think Megan's innocent. I mean, I was like, I'm on Megan's side. But looking at it now, I think it's 50-50, because it looks like, why would Megan lie about something like that? You know, because that's a big thing to put on somebody, like you said. But equally so, too, I think also, like, Tory Lanez, if he's really out here saying he didn't do it, like, you have to be a really malicious person to be out here and say you didn't do something, but really did it. So I don't know. And I feel like the way everybody's, like, kind of on his side now and seeing and noticing some things, I feel like she might be lying. But I don't know. I feel like it's still 50-50, but I don't know. And then I found it really funny. I don't know if you talked about this, but I found it really funny how he was, you know, doing this whole freestyle. He kind of name-dropped Erica Banks, and Erica Banks reposted it. I thought that was funny. But I thought it was interesting, actually, but, you know.
Yes, we talked about that. Well, thank you, Boo. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye.
Okay,
all right, we're going to take a couple more. Okay, 6895, you live on the air.
Hello. Hi, Armand.
Hey. Good. How are you?
Hey. Good. So about the Normani stuff real quick. I love me some Normani. I didn't get a chance to call in last time when you reviewed the video and stuff, and I respect your analysis and, you know, all that stuff. But so on the interview that they posted on the Shade Room, I think people misheard her, because people are saying, I saw people say that she said that she was compared to Aaliyah. And she said, I've been compared before, which, like, you know, people love to compare her to Beyonce and whoever else they want to compare her to. That's what they meant. And then also, I don't think that she was trying to be disrespectful. I think that she really just meant, like, you know, yes, I respect this Aaliyah sample, but I made the song
Wait,
for
were
my
people
own.
Dragging her about that? Were people dragging her? Well, she
people
definitely
were
said
saying,
that she gets compared
saying,
all the time.
Yeah, but people thought that she said that she got compared to Aaliyah. And that's not what she said. I think people misheard her.
Okay, let's go back to see what she
before.
Said. Okay, keep going.
The way she said it, it kind of sounds like she said it, but she didn't say that. She said, I've been compared before or whatever, because she's been compared before to, like, Beyonce and things like that.
Okay, okay, hold on. Let me listen. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying
see,
she's always compared
she,
just to people
mm-hmm.
in general.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I got
people
it.
Thought she was
I got it.
Aaliyah,
you caught that.
Aaliyah specifically. But no, that's not what she meant. But then also, like, I understood what she meant by, you know, yes, this is an Aaliyah sample, but I made the song into my own. And that's what I like about samples. Like, I don't want a sample to just be that instrumental and then you rapping on top of it or you singing on top of it. No, like, she made it into a completely different song. Yes, you can hear the sample, of course, but it's a completely different song, and that's I feel like that's what she meant by that. So I don't think it was any disrespect on that.
Okay,
end.
I like
I don't
that.
Think so.
I, now that you said that, I kind of agree with you because I think that she just meant she gets compared just general.
Yes, in general, yeah, like to the other girls, her complexion, like Justine Skies and the Ryan.
Yes,
Duffy,
she's always getting compared to girls. Like,
yeah,
she's always getting compared.
Even the Chloes and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's what she meant. Not Aaliyah, of course not Aaliyah. Like, so.
No, I got it.
And then, like, well, so what did you mean with the whole Cardi stuff? Like, I feel like, I don't think that Cardi needed to be on this song because you said something like Cardi didn't have a single out or whatever. Like, Up is still on the radio.
Well, no, not in a negative way, but I kind of feel like it's time for another record. Let's just be very clear.
Really?
And
Up
I think
came
that,
out like a couple months ago.
Yeah, I think it's time for a record, especially since, you know, it's time for an album. The album was supposed to be out too. Like, the album was supposed to be out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, so to have relevancy, like, listen, Cardi, you gotta have more than one song out a year.
Yeah, she has what? Didn't WAP come out this year or no?
No, WAP came out last year.
Oh.
Now she has some features and stuff like that, but I just think that. She was planning on putting out a record. I believe she was planning on putting out a record, you know.
Even
so
after
I feel
up,
like,
because, like, you don't think that she doesn't want to, like, oversaturate herself? Like, that's, like, too many back-to-backs, no?
Well, not when you're getting ready to put out an album and you're probably getting ready to go on tour next year.
I'm thinking that she's going to do the same thing she did with Invasion of Privacy because she was pregnant. She was just as pregnant as she was when she released Invasion of Privacy. So I think it's going to be like the same treatment with that, no? Because I feel like
no,
that was
I
a great
think,
album.
I think she got pregnant, and I think she like, okay, well, I need another big one. You know, I mean, let's be put mm-hmm. the DJ Khaled record did too much. What else? the feature with you know on the Amigos didn't do much. She needs another record that's in rotation. You know what I mean? And this was a good opportunity to do it.
So you don't think like? Because I'm still trying to figure out like. Because Normani, she, like, alluded to, like, Cardi B, like, the record not coming out unless it was because of Cardi B. Like, why do you believe that? Like, Cardi B
absolutely,
helped the record 100%. Be released in general?
I feel like
that's crazy. Why?
I feel like Cardi B gave Normani her whole team. Colin styled her.
Normani a couple times before, and Sean Bankhead has worked with Normani since Harmony.
Yeah, I think Sean Bankhead has always worked with her, but I feel like this has Cardi B's team and stuff all over it.
Yeah, it's something with I don't know if it's RCA or I don't know, but with Normani, her team is just because I remember she was trending. I don't know if you remember this, but she was trending a couple times because of her team. Like, they didn't let her be on Chloe and Halle's album because, like, her label didn't like the fact that Chloe and Halle kind of ripped off Van Jess. They claimed that. They didn't let her go on the Terrell show. Like, all these things. I'm trying to say, like, what is up with her team and why aren't they not, like, confident in her and why they'd have to get Cardi B to for her to even release a record.
Well,
in general.
I think Cardi B, well, because we got to be, well, I think that without a Cardi B look, Normani, I feel like they needed a, like when an artist hasn't dropped something, they're like, think about it. Cardi, let's just be
but
very
Normani's
clear
had
here.
Demand.
Okay.
Oh,
what demand is Normani? What high demand was Normani?
But she's anticipated. She's very anticipated. I'll say that.
No. Okay, so listen. Even when Cardi B was getting ready to drop again, and she had dropped press, and she ain't dropped anything about almost a year from press, mm-hmm. and press did not press flop. Megan Thee Stallion was on the rise. WAP was going to probably come out, but they knew. Even Cardi B knew. Let me get Megan Thee Stallion on this record.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. When you've been gone for a minute, you need somebody to get on there that can give you that kickstart. Now, what Normani does after this is on her. But that was a nice mm-hmm. kickstart into the algorithm. Now we wouldn't have been talking about Normani had she just dropped this. I think Tinashe just dropped something. Is anybody talking about it?
Don't even get me started on Tinashe,
But listen, if Tinashe was on Queen Radio and came out with a record with Nicki Minaj on it, we'd be talking about it. So it's just
for a hot second. People don't care about Tinashe, and I don't know why. People just don't care.
They don't really care that much about Normani either.
They care more about Normani than Tinashe.
Yeah, touche, but I mean, they're one and the same to me. But so I get it, but thank you, caller.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm seeing people say I don't like Normani. It's not that I don't like Normani. It's just I'm over it. I feel like it's not that I don't like her. It's like, it's almost like you've seen the same artist. Like, she's been out. Like, she's had, my thing with Normani, she's had multiple times. You know who she reminds me of in, like, the weirdest way? What is that? Don Richard. You know, that artist, like, from Danny Kane, where you were rooting for her. You knew she had with it. She came out, and she was coming out again, and she disappeared. She came out, she came, and then she disappeared, and then she started. It's just like, girl, figure it out, come out, stick to it, give us something, and be consistent. Normani is not consistent, so I'm not getting excited about inconsistencies. There's girls out here that want it. And so I just, like, it's not that I don't like her. It's just, I'm not about to get invested in her for her to disappear for 2 years after this record. This is what I'm saying. Like, can you be here consistently for a minute? So you get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not getting excited. It's not that she's a bad artist, but I'm not about to keep getting excited and getting frustrated because I'm like, oh, my God, I want her to win, and then she disappears. I'm like, I'm over it. So, yeah. Somebody said, you said the same thing about Nicki. Absolutely. And the same thing happened with Kim. Absolutely. Kim would get us hype, drop something, and she disappear. Then Kim, I'm coming back, she do this big old thing, then she disappear. Like, it's like, but y'all get mad at me because I'm like, I'm not excited. Listen, I'm not a follower. I'm not jumping on the Normani train because y'all feel bad for her because she was in that group and she was the only dark-skinned girl in the group and you felt like she was doing the wrong. All right, that was the boost of her solo career. I'm over that. She's had records since then. Okay? Just because I'm not Normani. Like, girl, she's only been back for 10 minutes. I'm going to have to see her. She's going to have to be around for a minute for me to start really just getting my life up for her. That's just all I'm saying. The record was cute. The record was cool. I'm not going to be running around here talking about Normani's the queen of R&B. Definitely not doing that. Definitely not going to be out here talking about how she's the next Beyonce anymore. We were doing that already. Then she stopped. We did that. We were doing that 2 years ago. So I feel like y'all just want me to be up here caping. Oh, Normani. Like, girl, I don't know what y'all want from me, but I'm not finna be doing that. We need to see some consistency. Then we can talk. That's all. So, yeah. So we're going to end it right there. If you guys did not come in, sorry about that.